You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Great to have Chris Rose with us moments ago. Chris, and again, his NFL game day final. Watch it on the NFL Network. Really good stuff.
Daryl Ryder was with us a little bit earlier in the show, and you know you can get Daryl all the time, anytime. You can't get enough Daryl Ryder.
That's what everybody says.
That's what people come to and go, hey, what's Daryl up to? And I'm like,
can't get enough.
He's on YouTube, man. He lives on that thing. Get the latest in Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel, and that's why I tell you Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. And don't forget our Brownie Bites post-game edition with the two of us. We hang out after the game. It's fun.
Guardians have won 5 straight games. Mariners have won 4 straight, as Anthony just threw out, and Texas has won 3 straight. So even though the Guardians are playing well, they're not making a big jump right now. They have cut it to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy, when I look at what they've done here down the stretch, we all want to see them make the playoffs. Even if they don't make the playoffs, what's happened down the stretch here, I think, has been enlightening. And I say that because these have been must-win baseball games.
I don't think they're playing that way, though. Do you?
Like they're like, tight, you mean?
They're good games. They're exciting, and they're But I don't feel like, for some reason, I don't feel like the pressure's on. Like I don't. I think if they,
you know why,
make the playoffs, yeah, they've achieved, and I like overachieved is probably a stretch. But I don't. They're playing pressure free. Like last night, watching last night's game, I didn't think they were playing with. I think they were kind of playing free and easy.
Well, let me get this out of the way.
Sure,
we're not delusional. We know they can't hit. And I don't mean that to sound bad, but we face the reality. Latest updates, just so everybody has it, last in Major League Baseball, in batting average, on base percentage, at bats, so they're not getting up to the plate because they're not getting on base enough,
right,
and hits. Dead last in batting average, on base percentage, at bats, and hits. Second to last in slugging percentage and OPS, on base plus slugging percentage. And 27th in runs scored.
And
we know it's a challenge.
And longest winning streak in baseball right now.
And here's the thing.
5 games.
They've won 5 straight games without an offense that's been, that hasn't hummed all year, mm-hmm, on a consistent basis. They've had some really nice moments, but not, obviously, I just gave you the rankings. Not enough of them. But down the stretch here, Andy, I think we've seen some really nice pitching performances that we just touched with Chris about. And I think that bodes so well for next year because we know how this organization has always embraced pitching, develops pitching, loves its pitching. And right now they're going with a 6-man rotation. You're probably not going to do that next year. You're doing it down the stretch here because you got a lot of games in a lot of days, 17 and 17. And you don't want to gas these guys who have reached these innings thresholds. But if you look at Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, Slade Ciccone, Parker Messick, Joey Cantillo, Logan Allen, tell me who you don't want in the rotation next year. I'll take each and every one of those guys in the rotation next year.
Yeah, hey, maybe we go with this. Maybe if you don't think your bullpen's good enough, go with six guys, six starters. Why not? I don't think they would actually do that. But
I don't either, but
it does give you the opportunity to trade maybe someone at the major league or minor league level if you're going out to get bats.
Let me point one thing out.
Yeah.
There is a glut of arms in the organization. Now, I'm not saying top-level arms, but there's a little glut that has to be worked through here in some way, shape, or form. Do you remember the draft in 2021? They drafted 21 players, and 19 of them are pitchers.
Yep.
Well, two of those guys are in the rotation right now, Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. But five other guys from that draft are either in AA or AAA right now. And you might recognize some of the names. You might not recognize some. Three of them are lefties, Ryan Webb, Doug Nikhazy, who's been up, Rodney Boone. They're Nikhazy and Webb are in AAA. Boone is in AA. Their numbers are all okay. Tommy Mace and Trenton Denholm are right-handers. And they're in, Mace was in AA most of the year. He's in AAA now. And Denholm is in AA. You've got five guys there. The reason I point this out is this. You have a young group of six guys in that rotation. I mean, those are young guys.
Right.
Currently now.
Right.
Those five guys I just mentioned from that draft of 2021, do the math, they're all 25 or 26.
Wow.
So when you're 25 or 26, you kind of lose prospect status when you get to be 26, 7, 8. And doesn't mean you can't still break in. But I don't think you want to have a ton of 20, like next year, these guys will be 26 and 27. Probably don't want those guys there, you know, all of them. And I wonder, do other teams like some of these arms? Maybe Logan Allen? You know, I don't want to trade Logan Allen because I like the way he competes. But might some team in need of pitching, because most every team is, call and say, you know what, we like Nikhazy, who was a second-round pick. We like Ryan Webb, who was a fourth-round pick, and all these guys out of that same draft. Maybe they can move a couple of these arms that seem to be hovering there in the organization, and they're going to have to clear a path for other guys to come up and get a chance to play in AA and AAA, and maybe pick up a couple of bats who might be more intriguing than some of the guys that they're looking at right now. So that, I think that's something to watch in the offseason. But along with that, Bibee, Gavin Williams, Ciccone, Messick has looked really good. Cantillo has looked really good as of late. Logan Allen, you have six extremely viable starters for next year.
They're healthy there. There's no question about it. But you need to figure out this offensive issue, you know. Your difference is minus 38.
There's nothing to figure out, is there?
Yeah, you just got to go out and get some bats.
There it is.
Guys that can play defense and hit. I don't think
there's much. That's why I point out what I call a glut of pitching.
Right.
And the glut is just this. You got a lot of guys, 25 or 26, who it's like put up or shut up time. And they've done okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay.
The reason we're here right now. They're why there are 74 wins.
I mentioned the guys who were in the minors, and then you got the guys in the rotation who are young guys as well. I just wonder how they sort through it, because I think you're going to have to sort through some of that this winter.
So you're looking at, and I'm just kind of going big picture on the rest of the season here, that you've got a 10% chance of making the playoffs. And, you know,
is that what the odds are right now?
9.9% chance. So I'll round up. I'll be generous.
Appreciate that.
Dan, what did you think about the thought when Chris Rose was on with us just a few moments ago saying that Houston's the team that's going to break? And so we're 2.5 back on the Mariners. Is that right?
Yes, 2.5.
Okay, 2.5.
So you're 3.5 back on Houston. Houston's lost two in a row.
So
give Seattle then the West. And now the race is, you know, if you continue to win, Guardians, Rangers, Mariners, you got a shot at the Rangers. I'm sorry. Then the race becomes Houston, Seattle. I messed that up again. Texas, Houston, Guardians down the stretch. Texas, Houston, Guardians down the stretch to get that. It just seems, what do we have, 17 games left? It's also odd to me that, like, if we get a 90, let's just say Toronto wins two more games, they're at 83. They would end up with a 93-win season. Tigers, too, 93 wins. It just seems, you know, no 100-game winner, that we're not going to see that in the America. We're not going to probably see that on either side. There's no way. Brewers have a chance. To look at that and say, okay, the Guardians should probably have their eye on Houston right now. As the team that they're, Houston and the Rangers. What did you think of that when Chris said that? I found that curious.
I think he's right.
Yeah, I think he's right,
smart.
Too.
It's the Astros, between the injuries, they're not hitting the way that they should. And there's some stuff going on possibly behind the scenes with the Astros as well. I mean, there was that.
Does anyone feel bad for the Astros? No.
There was that Valdez, and I can't remember their catcher's name, getting their signals crossed. That was like.
And then he threw at him the one time. That was awesome.
Exactly.
Right. You've got some pretty...
their backup catcher who doesn't usually catch Framber Valdez.
Yeah. It's getting a little interesting in Houston, to state the least.
Yeah, that whole American League East is all better, all 98% and better to get in. So really, we're fighting for that one spot, that last spot that's sitting there.
But let me throw this at you.
Okay.
Our team has been so streaky this year. Well, they've won 5 straight. Are they due for a streak the other way? The 5-game winning streak ended one that went south. If they can play solid ball the rest of the way, I think they have a real chance. I really do. But my fear is, okay, here comes the 3 or 4-game losing streak.
They have one loss, score,
and you don't get the starting pitching that holds a team to one to no runs, whatever.
I'm just trying to project. If you project on the schedule, do you want to project saying, let's win every series? So if you
I don't
win
want to project
every series,
anything. I just want well, to watch I, and I, keep I, my fingers crossed.
One, so you win one here. Two. Chicago, I mean, you got to take care of business. I don't know what Detroit's going to want to beat you up. And you're in Detroit. Minnesota
to
always
Jeff's
is.
Point, could this go the other direction? Yes, it's this Guardian
absolutely,
team.
Absolutely.
And it's these Guardians bats. And there's nobody on this team besides Jose Ramirez that you can look at right now and go, yeah, that guy will consistently get hits.
Nobody.
The issue. Yeah.
Can I give you some more ugly numbers real quick?
Yeah.
The lineup that they used last night.
Oh, I know what it was.
And they scored 2 runs last night.
You got 6 games against Detroit out of 17, too. So
that won't be easy. But they seem to play the Tigers well. The lineup they used last night, at the end of the game, had 2 guys hitting above .237. And 6 of the 9 guys at the end of last night's game were hitting below .228. 6 of the 9. And yet they're winning. They're winning some games, and they're not out of it yet.
You know, they're 8.5 back on the Tigers. They play them 6 times. I'm not saying.
No, Andy, stop that one.
If you sweep them, you're 2.5 back, Andy, in the Central. I'm just saying. Just saying. Stranger things have happened. And then you're out of gas when you hit the playoffs. But yeah, let me bring up one more point before we go to break here in a second, too. That I just, every time I hear someone say, I don't want them to make the playoffs. You know, if they get there, they're not going to be able to do anything. Would you stop? Just stop. Let's have some fun down the stretch here. They suck at scoring runs. The pitching has been good, although they did have 10 2 days ago, so we'll give them a little credit for that game. But, I mean, can we stop being so negative that we sit around and we're like, yeah, you know, if they make the playoffs, they're not going to be able to do anything.
What's with you in that voice today?
Stop, because I don't like that person.
Well, you're doing it.
Why do we do that? Why can't we have a little bit of optimism?
If this team is able to get into the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, you're going to get beat, Jeff.
And pitches like it has down the stretch. Stranger things.
It's baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.